Hey, hey, thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin today.
Hello.
Let's take a ramble through some of the not ready for page one stories. Hit it.
Okay, now, if you're like me, well, no, I've never done this, actually, but if you've ever been jealous of kids, you see them all over the place, and they're, like, flying down the street. They've got shoes. They're, like, roller skates, but they're shoes. It's so confusing. They're called wheelies. Now you too, grown-ups, can have your own version of these wheeled shoes. And they're motorized, even. The inventor of these so-called eye shoes, which is a whole other story about why they're called eye shoes, we don't really know. But the eye shoes, he got the idea on a trip to New York, and he enlisted the help of his brother, who was this aerospace engineering student, and he made this prototype of this grown-up wheelie shoe. And these shoes are motorized, like I said, they can reach a top speed of 13.5 miles per hour, which is kind of fast.
That is fast.
And they're about $600, I guess.
They look like snowshoes with wheels.
Snowshoes with wheels.
Or they're triangular.
See, this is going to open up a whole Pandora's box of legislation. I can just see it now. I mean, it's like a hazard going down the street. But apparently, you know, they're smaller and more compact than those Segway things, those crazy...
Not much cooler looking, though, I have to admit. The last surviving member of the group of Marines photographed during the original U.S. flag raising on Iwo Jima, well, he's died. Raymond Jacobs was 82 years old. Now, he spent the latter years of his life working really hard to prove that he was indeed the radio operator photographed looking up at the flag as it was being raised by other Marines. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but there were two pictures of this event. Newspaper accounts show that he actually was on the mountain during the initial raising of the American flag, but he had returned to his unit by the time the more famous second AP photograph was taken of the second flag raising that day.
How much frustrating for him.
Yeah, his face isn't fully visible in the first photograph taken, but according to the editor of the magazine that published that shot, the other negatives show that the radio man in the picture is indeed Mr. Jacobs.
He
rest
just
in peace.
Left too early to be honored in history in a more profound way. Anyway, so this next story is a little disturbing. We like to throw these in for some reason, gross stories in the morning. But looking for the perfect gift for an anatomy student in your life? Why not give them a slice of preserved stomach to display on their coffee table? No joke. This German anatomist, who's sometimes dubbed Dr. Death, plans to put some of this chemically treated body parts from his touring Body Works exhibition. I think, you know, we've heard about this thing. It's been all over the world. He wants to sell these things. Previously, the bodies, which are sold in slices, oh my gosh, were only available to universities as teaching materials.
Sure.
And, as they should be, frankly. But now the parts are going to go on market next month, and a slice of normal stomach will be on sale for about $500.
Lovely. Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Love you so much. Love you so much. Bridezillas have made it across the pond to the UK. There was a survey done by You and Your Wedding magazine, and they asked women if they would like their bridesmaids to sign prenuptial agreements. And one in five said, yeah, I would like my bridesmaid or maid of honor to sign this prenuptial. What would be in this prenuptial? That the bridesmaid or maid of honor would agree not to gain weight, become pregnant, or change a hairstyle before the wedding. Don't ruin my
pictures,
in other
words. Sounds like what they make
you
sign if you go to work in TV, right?
It's so true, right? Hello, that's why I'm on the radio. As our producer Ian said this morning, the UK is the new US. Yesterday it was all about plastic surgery. Today it's all about you better not mess up my wedding pictures, you wench.
That is so awful.
Yeah, this May, an American bride was actually criticized when a contract she said she made was as a joke with her bridesmaids circulated around the internet. But this, no yoke. That's The Ramble. You can find these stories and so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Aren't those women supposed to be your friends?
Yeah, right?
Your sister?